now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Well, that's probably good advice on this rainy Tuesday up here in New York. Stay where you are. Stay indoors and listen to the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and all the affiliates that we have all around the country. We'd like to give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But truthfully, in today's day and age, it is all about radio on the go. And we love to talk about it here because, truthfully, we own all the platforms, all the devices, and every place you can find the Spano and Black Attack. If you got your iPhone, boom, you can get us. You have the good old Samsung, you can find us there, too. Whether or not it's on your laptop, whether or not it's on your little device that you carry around in your man purse, yeah, you can find us there, too. But, truthfully, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio. The cool thing about all these platforms, you can grab us live. You can archive it. You can go back. You can find a particular interview. You can find the day's subject. Go for it that way as well. Literally any place you can carry your device and get some level of internet access, you can get the Spano and Black Attack and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you're settling in after this July 4th weekend and you had yourself a good time, good barbecue, a couple of cocktails, a couple of beers, and you're settling in for the day, or if you're just sitting at home nursing your hangover, you can grab us on your personal device and grab the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And let's not forget the American Forces Radio Network. We're happy and proud that you protected us over this 4th of July weekend. We'll be right back to set the table right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
Napa know-how!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that going on the West Coast. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off. Well-deserved vacation. Hope you had a terrific 4th of July weekend. I know I did as well. No matter where you are in this country, hopefully you got to celebrate and got some good weather. We held out pretty good here on the East Coast until late last night, so it wasn't all that bad. But lots of fireworks over the course of the weekend. It started on Friday, and it continued through the weekend as the kind of money that Joe and I make got thrown around in the NBA. Yes, it was. And we're going to set the table here for you. It's going to be NBA, NBA, NBA. Dan Favalli from Bleacher Report at 40 after this hour, and he'll be talking about NBA free agency as well. There's all kinds of stuff going on, trades and free agents and big-time money and people ticked off and people not happy about certain things and people ecstatic about certain things and a hate fest going on, and a team that was full of lovable characters out on the West Coast is now a team full of villains, according to the people who follow the NBA and are not happy about a super team being put together on the West Coast. And what I mean by that, of course, is the fact that Kevin Durant, when everything is all legal to do on the 10th, is going to sign a contract with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, look, this is the way of the world. In the world of sports, loyalty to cities and loyalty to franchises only goes so far. Kevin Durant, his entire career with Seattle / OKC. And, you know, it's really the only team he's ever known in that he lived briefly in Seattle and then team moved to Oklahoma City. He's lived in Oklahoma City. He's been very comfortable in Oklahoma City, but he signs a 2-year, $54.3 million contract, again, the kind of money I make, and with a player option after the first year. Well, it's the way it goes, and you know, there's a lot of haters out there who, you know, forget that when Kevin Durant won the MVP a couple of years ago, gave one of the best speeches ever to his mom. And it was heartfelt that here's one of the sweethearts of the league. You can't say a bad thing about Kevin Durant. Maybe he's actually a little too passive in his game. But now he leaves town and he's public enemy number one. And around the league, but specifically in Oklahoma City. And we'll get Joey McWilliams on later in the week to talk about that. But honestly, when you look at it, this is I don't think it's bad for the league at all. I think that player movement is and has been a part of sport for a long time, and it's just something that has to be accepted. Now, you know, look, you can knock the player for not staying loyal if that's what you're about, and you can say, okay, this is, you know, bad for the league and look at all the money being spent and blah. And I don't go that way. I just don't go that way. It's you get a certain aspect of sport that is just flat out business. And it can't be one-sided business. You know, look, if a player stops producing, they cut him. If a player is overpriced, they get rid of them. They try to find a trade partner. They try to find a dance partner. or they just flat out cut him. If Kevin Durant had blown his knee out and his value had plummeted, let's say 2 years ago, and he came back last year and he averaged 13 points, five boards, and two assists for the sake of throwing up numbers, and he hit the free agent market, Oklahoma City would not have made any effort to re-sign him. So at his highest value, at his peak, at 27 years of age, he goes out the door. And look, OKC had a great ride with him. And it's not to preclude the fact that he may end up back in Oklahoma City at one point in time. He may hit the West Coast for a year. He's got an opt-out after one. Maybe he doesn't like it. And he goes back to Oklahoma City, or he goes to New York, or he goes to L.A. You know, we've seen it happen before with other players. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's not public enemy number one. He did what is best for Kevin Durant, the man. He did what is best for Kevin Durant financially. And he did what is best for, how he perceives it, Kevin Durant, the basketball player, and the opportunity to win a championship. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You know, the Players Tribune, which is where a lot of these high-profile guys are announcing where they're signing. Some of it's on Facebook, some of it's on Twitter, some of it's on the Players Tribune. They're talking about the fact that they want to make their statement not only to the new team, not only why they did things, but also to the community at large that they have left. And you know, Kevin Durant talked about the fact, and he put it in a couple of ways, a letter that he wrote to his young self. This he titled, "My Next Chapter." And in the first paragraph, and I don't know if these guys write this stuff themselves. Kevin seems like a pretty bright guy. But I'm assuming these are his own words. And he said, "This has been the most challenging few weeks of my professional life. I understood cognitively that I was facing a crossroads in my evolution as a player and as a man, and it came with exceptionally difficult choices. What I didn't understand, however, was the range of emotions I would feel during the process." Well, if he wrote that, to me, that is the statement of a young man who had to think long and hard before he made this choice. Now, you say, "Bob, it only took a couple of days." But don't kid yourself. When you're a pending free agent, you know exactly what's going on. You know what you're going to be facing at the end of the year. Your reps are talking to the upper management. You know, Sam Presti's in your ear. The coach is in your ear. The players are in your ear. Players from other teams are in your ear. All this kind of stuff goes on during the course of the season. So you're thinking about it. You hope it doesn't affect your performance on the court, but you are thinking about it. And obviously for Kevin Durant, this was tough. And one of the first things he talked about was the fact that he's from D.C. originally, but Oklahoma City raised him. And I get what he means by that. I lived out there myself. Oklahoma City raised me. I was an 18-year-old kid from New York who had never been west of the Mississippi. And when I got out there, it was a real culture shock. But I adjusted, and I learned, and I became a better man because of it. Well, Kevin Durant said the same thing in many ways, and he talked about the friendships and the community and the various different relationships that made it a challenge for him. And, you know, for anybody who thinks that these guys don't go through this and don't have real agony over this, you're crazy, because they're going to get the money. You're going to get the money. No matter what, the payday is there. The zeros are there. He's richer beyond his wildest dreams. If the career stops after this year, he would never have to work another day in his life. And with that said, then it becomes the personal aspect of it. It's who do you want for teammates? Where are you comfortable living? Is it, you know, it literally, it can come down to you know, the kind of restaurants you like to go to and the culture that's available and where your wife or your girlfriend or your kids or wherever they're comfortable, the quality of the educational system, all those things that weigh into it because the money's there. They operate on a level that is elite. They operate on a level that is far beyond anything that you and I go through on a day-in, day-out basis. We may have to make the same decisions, but the financial aspect of it is never covered for us. For them, it is. Then it comes down to emotion and want to and the ability to win and all the things that Kevin Durant talked about in moving forward and heading to the West Coast. So, you know, for those of you sitting out there passing judgment and thinking this is an easy decision for Kevin Durant, it ain't. And we're going to follow it up on the other side and tell you why it isn't. Not only for the personal reasons, but for the basketball reasons as well. And why a championship is not guaranteed. I'm Bob Black. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today, and Denver Valley at 40 after the hour, and he'll be talking to us about NBA free agency, which, of course, is the direction that we've gone this morning, and rightfully so. You know, look, we're talking Kevin Durant. Before we went to the break, I was talking about why this ends up being hard decisions for these guys, and it's uprooting family and severing relationships and all that kind of good stuff. But on the personal level, he discussed it. It was heart-wrenching for him. He grew up as a man in Oklahoma City, went from a kid with a large checkbook to a man with a large checkbook. And all that stuff, it has an effect on you. You know, you walk around, you're a hero within the city, and now you're a villain within the city. And he's not a dumb kid or a dumb man, let's put it that way. He knows that he is public enemy number one. And, you know, from that aspect of it, I hope that he is mentally tough enough to be prepared for the reception he's going to get, not only in Oklahoma City, because it'll be mixed. They'll give him some love to start out with, but they'll start booing him pretty much immediately. And that's going to be something he will have to understand and accept. But it's also going to spill over onto the Golden State Warriors. And you know, look, this is a team that has a ring. This is a team that won a bunch of championships. One championship, but has the potential to win a bunch with Kevin Durant if he decides to go long-term there. But the short-term goal, of course, is to win next year and then hopefully convince Kevin Durant to stay there in the long term. And, you know, don't forget about the unique thing within the National Basketball Association, because people are like, well, you know, they're going to have to get rid of somebody. Well, they blew out the guys that they feel comfortable without. And Bogut's gone and Azili's gone. And you know, they will be replaced. I believe they signed Zaza Pachulia to be a rim protector, and they drafted the kid at a college who's a 7-footer, and they're going to have to just kind of plod along with that and hope that their smallish super team is able to produce. But the reality is there's no guarantee here. There's no guarantee here at all that they're going to win the NBA championship. And for anybody that thinks otherwise, you know, look, are they the favorite? Yeah, absolutely. They're the favorite. As well they should be, but nothing is guaranteed. Injury has a way of leveling things out. Ego has a way of leveling things out. There's all kinds of stuff involved here. And look, you know, if you look at this team as constituted right now, up top, yeah, there's a lot going on. Depth, not so much. You know, Zaza Pachulia, 1 year, 2.9. Just want to make sure I got that right. You know, Bogut's gone. They, you know, Draymond's going to be playing a lot of center. And Sean Livingston, you know, he got picked up. So they have a little bit of depth. But they're going to lose guys. Harrison Barnes probably gone. I don't know how they're going to do that unless they just want to overpay. And they're going to be paying some serious luxury tax. But his position's been filled. So I don't even see why they would do that at this point. You know, again, not everything becomes official until the 10th. So we'll be talking about who's what, where, and how on the 10th. But, you know, honestly, as it's constituted right now, it's Golden State's a funky team. In a good way. But I don't know what kind of depth they're going to have going forward. And I'm looking at their depth chart right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 guys already off the roster. And more to follow with Kevin Durant being added. And again, you know, there's only one basketball, folks. You know, you think about that. Kevin Durant averaged 28 points a game. You know, how is Klay Thompson going to accept that, where his shot totals will be reduced? And don't forget, Steph Curry's the man. I mean, you know, great. Kevin Durant came in. That's wonderful. Steph Curry's the reigning MVP. This is Steph Curry's team. This is not Kevin Durant's team. And you know, when you talk about what goes on in the world of basketball and what goes on in locker rooms, let's compare and contrast a little bit between OKC and Golden State. Now, in Oklahoma City, it was accepted, not always, but it was accepted that Kevin Durant was Batman and Russell Westbrook was Robin with a little bit extra superpowers. And Russell didn't always accept the fact that he was Robin. And one of the criticisms of Kevin Durant, let's not forget, was his alleged lack of aggressiveness. And remember, he went through, not this past season, but the previous season, this little stretch where he was picking up technical fouls and he was mouthing at officials and all that. People were like, yeah, that's what we need, that fire out of Kevin Durant. It wasn't him. It wasn't him in any way, shape, or form. So he stopped doing it, and he went back to the game that he was, which was always a quiet assassin. Give me the ball. I'll shoot it. I'll make points. And we'll win a lot of basketball games. But he was the number one on the Oklahoma City team. Now Russell Westbrook is, which is the role Russell Westbrook wants. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. Now they're going to have to trade him now. You know, they'll never bring him back. Yeah, okay. Let Sam Presti figure that out, because Sam Presti's real good at doing that. But now, Kevin Durant moves on. So here you are, you're in a city where you're adored. You're the main player. You're a top five player in the league, which you still are. But you're the number one on your team, primary scoring option. And you have a duo with another player who can do everything that you can do as far as scoring, rebounding, because Westbrook is one of the better rebounding guards in the league, but he also moves the basketball around, and is just a complete player. I mean, he's an athletic freak, complete player. Well, that compadre, that sidekick, is no longer there. And that comfort zone that you and Westbrook had, albeit sometimes uncomfortably, but for the most part, cohesively, is gone. And so now you have to integrate yourself into a new environment. You're always going to be able to score. Look, players play, players score. Skill sets don't disappear because you change locations. But you're going into a different environment. You're going into an environment where they already have a ring. You don't. You're going into an environment where they have a definitive number one in Steph Curry. So what does that make you? Does it make you 1A? Are you welcomed into that locker room the same way that Dwayne Wade welcomed LeBron into that locker room in Miami? Does Draymond Green have an attitude because he becomes fourth option? What about Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson earned his stripes. Klay Thompson was a big reason why they were able to get past OKC and get to the finals. So what happens? Does that delicate chemistry that sometimes exists in locker rooms disappear? Don't know. Don't know the answer. We're going to have to find it out. Do you go through the same growing pains that Miami went through a few years ago when LeBron joined the team? And kind of have to figure out who belongs where on the court, and who ends up being the guy at clutch time and all that kind of good stuff. You know, let's not forget what happened with Steph Curry in the course of the playoffs. All those wonderful three feet behind the line shots and all that stuff that he was doing that only Steph can do. All of a sudden, when the legs weren't treating him right on the back end of the playoffs, all of a sudden they became bad shots. Well, if they're bad shots, does Kevin Durant try to take games over, and does it rub Steph the wrong way? Does Steph learn how to play better defense? Because don't forget, he ain't that great of a defensive player. And without a big-time rim protector on that basketball team, those guys are going to have to play first-rate perimeter defense in order to make this mix work. They're going severe small ball on this basketball team. And when they go up against the trees, which they will, I'm going to be real curious to see how it plays out. Now, Cleveland, to their credit, beat them at their own game. Small ball. But they almost got destroyed by an Oklahoma City team that played Twin Tower and played big ball. And for big chunks of that series, Golden State couldn't handle what Oklahoma City was doing to them. So, you know, when you examine this, don't start minting the rings right away. There's a lot of fitting. There's a lot of piecing to go together. And Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors are going to have to figure out how they're going to live together and how all the pieces of this puzzle are going to fit together on a basketball court. So, you know, don't hand them the rings out just quite yet. On the other side, Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report. We're going to pick it up right there and talk about how this works for Kevin Durant, how this works for the Golden State Warriors, and some other stuff in free agency as well. There were a lot of checks being signed. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back. And this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today on a well-deserved vacation, and we're joined by Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report, all things NBA, and certainly over this Independence Day weekend, the fireworks are going off, but not only for the holiday, but in the NBA as well, as large checks are being prepared for large individuals. Good morning, Dan. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Thank you for having me, as always.
I appreciate it, man. How was your fourth?
It was very busy, as you can imagine.
I would think so. I would think the phone was ringing off the hook and messages and everything else coming from various different sources. No real day off holiday for you, but fireworks indeed in the NBA. You know, we have to start with Kevin Durant. And what's your opinion overall? Good for the NBA or bad for the NBA?
I would lean more toward good for the NBA. Personally, I'm always interested in the storylines of seeing how the rest of the league will react to a formation like the Golden State Warriors. We saw something at least similar in 2010 when Miami got LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. The Warriors are supposed to be a different animal, but the task at hand remains the same. What will the league do to try and overthrow this core, to try and derail their potential dynasty? So it'll be interesting to see the ripple effects that this has throughout the rest of the NBA. You do run the risk of seeing other teams sort of throwing in the towel, and rather than operating on that fringe contender ground, you just rebuild and try and wait out Golden State's title window. But to one, see all four of these guys in Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant on the same team is going to be fun to watch, but it should be just as entertaining to see what the rest of the league will do to try and beat them long term.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the same opinion. I think it's good for the league, and I heard some people proffering opinions on, well, you know, why should we even watch? It's really going to be only four teams that are going to be in contention. I don't, number one, necessarily buy into that. And I'll take it back to when LeBron first joined to Miami. There were growing pains. There were who's accepting who in the locker room. It took Dwayne Wade acquiescing his role as the guy on the team and telling LeBron, look, you need to make it your team. I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen with Steph and Kevin Durant, but look, there's only one basketball going around, and there's a lot of guys on that basketball team that like to shoot it.
Absolutely, and we've been through this situation before where everything looks phenomenal on paper, but then you go through growing pains. We saw it with LeBron James' second return to Cleveland, where they kind of started the season off on the wrong foot, were battling to stay above 500 at one point. We saw it with the 2012-2013 Lakers when Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Pau Gasol, and Kobe Bryant didn't quite mesh together. There are going to have to be wholesale adjustments made on the behalf of four all-stars for the Warriors. You get the sense that this is a team that won't shy away from making those tweaks, but there are egos at play, regardless of how selfless this unit really is, and it's going to take a little bit of time for all of them to come together. So if nothing else, you have to imagine that their first year together does still leave that championship conversation wide open, and maybe we're still talking about the same 4-6 teams as legitimate championship contenders, but that's how it's been for a little while. The Warriors haven't done anything to ruin them.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, that's the point. Look, they may go in as the favorite, and some would even see them as the prohibitive favorite. But games aren't played on paper. Games are played on courts. And you never know how this is going to play out. And you talked about egos. You have a Golden State team that has gone through the couple of seasons with Steph being the golden child and the new best player in basketball, and he wins the MVP, and all the guys that ride along for the fun, and Clay's a good guy, Draymond's a character, he could be a pain every once in a while, but you know they paint those guys as characters before they become trouble. Now they're going to be public enemy number one. Every gym they go into, every arena they go into, they're going to be the team that you love to hate because the mercenary went there, took the money, and became the team became the ultimate ever basketball team. I'm wondering how those egos are going to be able to deal with that 180 in public perception of this basketball team.
Absolutely, and it would be fair to wonder. The Warriors seemed to weather their storms during the end of the regular season and the postseason when they were struggling this past year really well behind the scenes. But now that they have greater expectations, now that the target is bigger that's on their back, it changes the entire dynamic. And they've sort of finally made that transition into villain. They were darlings of the NBA for about a year or two, and we started to see them become more disliked around the league as last year went on. And now that you have Durant, now that you've taken advantage of this blip in the NBA salary cap to this extent, you're going to be public enemy number one, as you said. And we don't know how they're going to deal with it because this is a situation that no one on the team or in the NBA ever for that matter, has really encountered in recent memory. So you want to believe that they'll handle it fine, just because you judge them off the Warriors' pitch, and everyone seems to buy into making the necessary concessions to make this work, but we just don't know. Basketball chemistry is a fragile thing, so to say anything with the absolute certainty right now, or to claim that their run to a title is going to be super easy, it's just too presumptive at this point.
No question about it. Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report joining us here on The Attack. And, you know, which takes us to the basketball aspect of it. And I don't want to do the whole segment on Kevin Durant. But, you know, when you look at it on paper, obviously the team's going to be able to put up a lot of points. But I do see some flaws on this team. I see a team that perhaps is a little bit weaker on defense now because they're going to have to go smaller. I don't know what you're going to get out of Zaza Pachulia being a rim protector. He certainly can't be on the court for 30 minutes, 35 minutes a game. So when they're playing a lot of small ball, do they become vulnerable at that point defensively, and they're able to get exploited on the interior?
Yeah, that's a legitimate question. And, you know, we saw Zaza Pachulia started the season off well in Dallas in 2015-2016. He sort of faded down the stretch. You can't depend on him to replace what Andrew Bogut did on that end. You can't even depend on him to replace what Festus Ezeli did on that end. And Kevin Durant has never played this type of small ball either. There might be situations where, because the Warriors are so small, will he be the center when Draymond Green is actually off the court at different times? There are a lot of questions that are going to go into these things. And you have to wonder, specifically with guys like Curry and Thompson, you know, how are they going to feel about having to come off the catch even more? These guys do like to handle the ball, and while we've seen Thompson really buy into that spot-up shooter role, he really is almost a spot-up specialist now. I believe Zach Lowe of ESPN.com put it this way, will he ever dribble again? So when you put all these moving pieces together, there are a ton of questions with this team. Again, they look phenomenal on paper, but we really need to see it in practice. And even if they are as dominant as they look to be on the depth chart right now, it's going to be fun to watch them develop and grow and coalesce into what we expect them to be.
Let's move into certain other areas. And now I'll ask you a couple of semi-facetious questions, but whoever thought that Mike Conley III would be the highest player in the NBA?
Right. It's pretty incredible to think that we've been talking about him as underrated for pretty much a decade, and then he goes and doubles his yearly salary, basically, and there are people who are talking that he's not worth that much. The number jumps off the page, but in the salary cap climate, given how important he is to the Grizzlies' offense, and the numbers support this time and again, he is worth that max deal. It just worked out that he was the first one and the only one to sign for that full max with his incumbent team.
And that's interesting right there. I mean, loyalty to the organization, but, you know, they're trying to stay the course in Memphis. And we talked about it earlier on in this interview. Do they become one of those, we're always around, but we're never really contending basketball teams?
Yeah, you have to expect them to be there, especially now that Kevin Durant isn't in Oklahoma City. You know, it's still really murky what happens after the Spurs and the Clippers, who are still directly behind the Warriors. But you can make the case easily that with Chandler Parsons now in Memphis, with Mike Conley healthy, with Marcus Gasol healthy, that they will contend for a top four, top five spot in the Western Conference. But you're not going to put them in that same echelon just yet as the Spurs or the Clippers. You still need to see them sort of play, but that's how it's been in the West for a while. It's very top-heavy, and while they lost one of their key contenders in the Thunder, maybe the Memphis Grizzlies can sort of replace them to some extent just because the roster looks a lot better now that it's healthier and now that you add a stretch forward in Chandler Parsons, who is the type of guy you just haven't had with this Grizzlies core before.
Yeah, and that's interesting. He slides in there, and it looks like a real good fit for Memphis, which leads me to the question, Why can't Mark Cuban give his money away?
That's a really good question. It's really bizarre to see what the Mavericks have done since winning that title in 2011. They essentially tore down that championship team, banking on the fact that they were going to be able to lure in some of these big names. But the names they seem to have chased, or the names they seem to have assumed that they would get, were just so far-fetched that you have to wonder why they put all their eggs in that basket. Were they ever going to be a real contender for Carmelo Anthony, LeBron, or Bosh in 2014? Probably not. Were they ever really a true contender for Dwight Howard in 2013? Probably not. And you put yourself in a situation where once you whiffed on these big names, you went and gave a ton of money to other guys who aren't on the same level, like Chandler Parsons, like Wesley Matthews. And while you've been able to piece together these, you know, first-round playoff teams for the most part, your roster doesn't look that good to these outside free agents as the years go on and you're trying to still get these big names. You don't have a ton of draft picks because you've been trading them away to create cap space or to take a flyer on a guy like Rajon Rondo. So you've essentially put yourself in this position where you're on a treadmill. You don't have a future, but you don't really have a present either, and that's not going to sell to big-name free agents.
Yeah, I find it a weird dynamic. I mean, if from all accounts, he's a great owner to play for. The facility's nice. I've lived in the city. The city's great. It's up and coming and cultural, but they just can't seem to close the deal. And even when they had a deal done with a premier free agent, he ended up reneging and walking out the door on him. Very, very strange dynamic. San Antonio, and I guess because all the rumor and speculation is that Pau Gasol looks like he's going to sign with them. And I'm assuming that means the end for Tim Duncan.
It sure looks that way. And I think you could argue that Kevin Durant going to the Warriors might expedite his decision as well. Because why do you want to have to go up against that in your 20th season? Pau Gasol would be a good replacement for him. He doesn't do nearly as much as Tim Duncan did offensively, but they play the same style of basketball on the offensive end. You're only signing him to a two-year deal at the moment, so it's a short-term commitment. It will be weird to watch the Spurs without Tim Duncan, but as we really saw last year when he wasn't playing as many minutes or when he was off at different points, especially later in the season, they are built to transcend his presence. They have a good core in place. You have Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge. You have Tony Parker. You have Danny Green. This is a team that should still, if they're able to get more out of Kyle Anderson or Jonathan Simmons next year, they should still be in that conversation for a top-two team in the West, if not the third-best team in the West. And so it's still a good place for them to be. It'll just be bizarre to watch them if Tim Duncan does, in fact, retire.
Yeah, you know, I could keep you on for another hour, but unfortunately I only have you for another minute. What does Oklahoma City do now as far as moving on? They made draft day deal. They are certainly trying to keep current on the fly. I've heard the rumor and speculation, do they trade Russell Westbrook?
I think you have to gauge what his feelings are. Like, if you can't get a sense that he is 100% committed to being in Oklahoma City long term, and maybe he is just because he's outlasted the rest of that core four, now it's his responsibility to bring OKC a title. He might relish in that responsibility he's never sort of had. But if you really can't get a feeling of which way he's leaning, one way or the other, you can't afford to lose another top seven superstar for nothing, at which point you have to shop him. His value is already limited because he's going to be a free agent in 2017, so teams will know that they're trading for a potential rental, but you need to capitalize on his departure in some way. So unless you're 95% certain or more that he is coming back to Oklahoma City after this season, I think it would be time to start taking calls on his value, and then you go from there and try and rebuild with the assets you get from moving him.
Well, Dan, we appreciate the couple of minutes. We know about Bleacher Report. Please give us the social media handles where we can find you.
Anyone can get at me on Twitter. It's at Dan Favale. That's Favale.
Well, appreciate the time. You know we'll have you back down the line, and great stuff as always. Thanks a lot.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me as always. Take care.
Dan Favale here on the Spano and Black Attack from Bleacher Report. Check his work out. It's really the best that's out there. We're very fortunate to have a couple of guys, him, Zach Buckley, from Bleacher Report, and they really get it done for us on the NBA beat. And, you know, again, he, like I, we're not totally convinced that you need to be minting rings for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, they're the prohibitive favorites, but we'll check it out. And we'll check it out more on the other side after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. And good stuff there out of Dan. We actually, you know, when we talk to these guys, they got their finger on the pulse. For the most part, but honestly, they're making the effort to make sure that the reporting is up to snuff and that we're getting the most accurate information on a day-in, day-out basis, and they know the mechanism of what's going on behind the scenes, not just, hey, so-and-so signed with so-and-so. So good stuff by Dan Vivalli. Glad to have him on in this first hour. Hour two, it's going to be more NBA, so make sure you stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I promise you a damn good time. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I have millions of people out there, almost 14 million to be exact, that will be extremely upset.
That's if some Republican delegates from Arizona get their way. They want to deny Donald Trump the party's nomination.
The group is called Free the Delegates 2016. They're hoping to vote for someone else instead of Donald Trump. Arizona's Republican Party requires delegates to vote for the winner of the state's primary. Well, President Obama hits the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton today for the first time. The likely Democratic nominee joining the president on Air Force One to travel to Charlotte, North Carolina for an afternoon rally. Republican Donald Trump will also be in North Carolina. The billionaire businessman tweeting, "Why is President Obama allowed to use Air Force One on the campaign trail with crooked Hillary?" He also questioned who'd be paying for that flight. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
A Sunday gun range tragedy leaves a teenager dead. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details. He is in Washington.
Authorities in Florida still investigating the shooting at a gun range in which the father accidentally killed his 14-year-old son. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office saying young Stephen Brumby was shot as his father, William Brumby, tried to remove a bullet casing that had dropped down the back of his shirt after bouncing off a wall. As he reached back, his gun accidentally fired, hitting his son, who was standing behind him. The boy died at a hospital a short time later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Italy say they found the body of a missing American college student. University of Wisconsin student Bo Solomon disappeared Thursday night after going out to a bar with friends. Italian officials pulled a body from the Tiber River and have identified it as Solomon. A homeless Italian man is charged with murdering the 19-year-old man. This is USA Radio News. I'm John DeMaster.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Iran condemning the terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia. The foreign minister saying it's time for Sunni and Shiite Muslims to unite against Islamic terrorists. A suicide bomber killing four people yesterday outside a mosque in Medina, Islam's second holiest site and final resting place of the Prophet Muhammad. Well, the first stop on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's four-country tour of East Africa begins in Uganda. That's the site of his older brother's death 40 years ago. We get details this morning from USA Radio's John
Prime
Clements.
Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke at the scene of the 1976 raid at the Entebbe Airport, where his brother Yonatan was killed while leading the daring commando raid to free Israeli hostages taken in the hijacking by Palestinian terrorists of Air France Flight No. 139 from Tel Aviv. In Uganda, the Prime Minister spoke about terrorism now.
Today, savage terror is once again sweeping the world. We must recognize that the battle against it is indivisible.
He called for more to be done to defeat terrorism.
When terrorism succeeds in one place, it spreads to other places. And when terrorism is defeated anywhere, it is weakened everywhere.
I'm John Clemens.
While Hostess is going public, the Twinkie manufacturer is selling a majority share to equity firm Gores Holdings for $725 million. The initial value of the company is estimated at $2.3 billion. It'll get a listing on the NASDAQ where Gores trades. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off today on a well-deserved vacation. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. You give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but they don't get mentioned very often because there's too many of them to name. So you're going to have to deal with it and figure it out. However, if you are listening to the show, or if you are listening to the network, the various different ways you can get us, well, it's all about platforms. It's all about radio on the go. It's all about the internet. It's all about wherever you can find the Spano and Black Attack. First thing you can do is go to our award-winning website and click on the Listen Live button, and we are there. And you will be able to click and listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other terrific programming here on the network. But if you have a personal device, be it Apple, be it Android, your laptop, your tablet, whatever it is that you like to take along with you so you can gather your various different media from no matter where the source is, well, you can get the Spano and Black Attack and you can get the network. And that's really what it's all about here. There's so many ways to get it. Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. All of these platforms have listen live buttons. Also, you can archive stuff. You can go back into the archives and figure out something that you missed. You know, you missed Dan in a previous hour. Well, guess what? You can get him. You'll be able to figure that out. There's a particular conversation that Joe and I had back and forth, a little bit of contention. Guess what? You can find that conversation as well. Anything, any way, anytime, anyhow, with radio on the go. But more important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. If you're part of the service, believe me, we appreciate you protecting our freedoms, especially coming off this July 4th weekend. On the other side, going to set up the buffet for hour two and knock it out of the ballpark for you. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Napa know-how!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Well, maybe. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA as well. All fun, all NBA, all the time right now. And coming out of the weekend, we knew we were going to do this. And maybe tomorrow we mix it up with a little bit of NFL as well, working on a few things for you. But, you know, I love basketball. I truly do. I think it's the purest of the purest sports in that these guys are, you know, it's a pair of shorts and a T-shirt and a ball. That's all it is. And how you play together just it will dictate as to how what kind of success you have, and because there's so much skill in the league, and there really are. I mean, it's an amazing amount of skill, and it at that point all becomes cohesion. And look, you know, it. Some of these super teams work out. Some of them don't. You know, we talked about it with Dan. It's let's not just mint the rings and put out the championship trophy just quite yet. But, of course, they are the prohibitive favorite. I feel bad for OKC. Let's see how it plays out. But, you know, they're going to have to deal with it. Some other stuff going on around the league, though. And some interesting signings. We talked about Mike Conley and his re-upping with Memphis, and then they're adding Chandler Parsons, which, you know, again, it that goes into a situation in Memphis where they are just trying to maintain some level of continuity, you know, but their coach goes out the door, they have a new one, and I liked Jaeger. I thought he did a really good job. And, you know, look, it's tough when you sit in the middle of the country and you're trying to keep a team relevant when you look on paper and you're seeing, all right, well, maybe the fit isn't great. How are we going to compete? How are we going to go from number six, number seven, up to number two or number three and make a legitimate run? Well, in their minds, they're doing it. But a lot of things have to happen right. And you know, let's be honest about it. Conley's a terrific point guard. And you talk about somebody who got it done. And what I mean by that is he had flaws in his game when he came in. He wasn't the quickest guy. His shot was not great. He could always pass the ball and did. His defense was okay. And he was somebody who evolved into, as Dan said, underappreciated. And all of a sudden, he's one of those guys that was a valued commodity for a lot of basketball teams. So his worth to the Memphis Grizzlies is big time. He is the face of their franchise. And, you know, Marc Gasol aside and Zebo aside, they're great players, both of them. But without Mike Conley, nothing happens. And, I mean, think about it. He signed for a five-year, $153 million contract. And the day before he signed that contract, he was making $5 million a year. Six times the salary. Well, you know, we're exaggerating a little. He was playing for 9.5, but he started at 5 when he signed that contract. He's one of the top guards in the league. And the point guard position right now is stacked in the NBA. And he's still better than most of them. And, you know, again, when you look at the puzzle that is the Memphis Grizzlies, they have been to the cusp. The question is, can they get back? You know, not this past year, but the championship season for Golden State, Memphis was the team that took them to the ledge, got them to 6 games. Marc Gasol is still gifted, but he's coming back from injury. To me, their biggest key here is that Zebo doesn't get old all of a sudden. And, you know, when you look at it and you look at the fact that these are veteran guys with some miles on the odometer, scary. It's a little scary. I understand why they're doing it. Look, it's a big chunk of money, but guess what? There's going to be a big chunk of money available next year as well. So I get it. I truly do. And again, for the rest of the NBA or NBA writers, I guess I should say, who just can't understand this and they're thinking that the sky is falling and Chicken Little has arrived, deal with it, man. Deal with it. Because this is the new face of the NBA. You know, understand something here about the money that's being thrown around. This was going in the owner's pockets. And nobody is going to hold a charity auction for the owners. They're still making a boatload of money. But now it's a 50-50 split. And look, you know, you're looking at some of these contracts and you're going, how did so-and-so get, you know, a 2-year deal for $16 million when last year they were playing for the NBA minimum? I get that aspect of it. But you have to understand something. Stars are stars. And, you know, you look at a Chandler Parsons. He's 27 years old. He's not a great player, but he's a valuable player. His points actually dipped in Dallas. But I think within the team concept that Memphis plays, he's a good fit. He's right around that 15-point-a-game kind of guy. The question he has is about his knees. But he'll be a good fit on that front line because he does rebound and he does play defense and he does move the ball. And he'll be a good fit. He can step out and shoot a 3. You know, what else fits in there? Does Tony Roten regain health after he got put on waivers by the Knicks? And does he provide depth? He's 23 years old. He's young. He's talented. But he's hurt. And he's got an attitude. How does he fit in? You know, again, does Zach finally come back to earth? I don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, when you look at this team on paper, they're still pretty solid, man. You know, once Gasol got hurt last year, all of it fell on Zach and wasn't up to it. Tony Allen's still terrific. Conley, Jordan Farmer. I mean, they're going to have to sort out the deck chairs. Who's going to be there? The option got declined on Lance Stevenson, but they're open to redoing it. And we're going to have to see how it plays out. But again, this is a team, you know, you don't want to be one of those basketball teams in this league that becomes cannon fodder for the number one and the number two seed. And that's always the issue. Joe and I have been talking about it with Boston. We talked about it for years with Atlanta. There are other teams around the league that fall into that category. And the reality is, you don't want to be there because then you're never in the lottery. So you can't get the impact player. And you're also not quite good enough to take that next step. And if you can't take the next step, then your fans end up becoming disgruntled and they know exactly what you're going to be. And then the question is legitimate. Why should I go out to see the team play? Because I know where they're going to be. They'll make the playoffs and they'll get bounced in round one, maybe round two. That's not enough excitement for the kind of prices that they charge to go to an NBA basketball team. It's just how it is. Well, on the other side, I'm going to continue with NBA. We're going to run it for the whole show, but we'll talk about some of the signings, some of the comings and going, what made sense and what didn't make sense here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. We're having some fun here talking to some NBA, as well we should. And they're throwing millions around like manhole covers. I mean, man. The money is just absolutely amazing. It truthfully is. We're going to dissect this over the course of the week because, again, nothing's official. But when you look at where your particular team is going, there's so much intrigue with a lot of these signings and how you can go from the outhouse to the big house or vice versa almost immediately. And I'll give you a great example of that. The Celtics, who on draft night, everybody was bailing on the party. Jalen who? We got Jalen Brown. Oh, okay. Well, Danny Ainge not able to get it done. Danny Ainge getting criticized. And all of a sudden, the Celtics are now fourth as far as the odds makers go in the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook, 20-1, by the Warriors, the Cavs, and the Spurs. And Oklahoma City should be in there too, even without Durant. We'll discuss that on Friday with Joey McWilliams. But they signed Al Horford. Woohoo! So, you get a 30-year-old big man with a 4-year, $113 million deal. And, you know, again, it there's people that are criticizing it. Are you a year behind in a guy like Horford where you would have rather had him a year ago and make that kind of long-term commitment? Yeah, probably. But from all accounts, Al Horford has a lot of basketball left. And were they hoping for Kevin Durant? Yeah. It was not a realistic scenario. He wasn't coming East Coast. He was either going to Golden State or he was staying in OKC. And we saw how it played out. And, you know, Tom Brady goes with Danny Ainge to the Hamptons to sit down and talk to Kevin. And, it's great. We get all that. You know, you want to throw the tease out there for your fans and people are free. And we just got Al Horford. Well, don't kid yourself. Al Horford on this basketball team becomes a big-time weapon. No, he's not the elite scorer that you want. But, you know, here's a guy in the league 9 years. 15 points, 7 rebounds last year. Again, playing out of position. Always. Always. At 6'10". Is he an elite scorer? No, he's not. But man, he's a damn good basketball player. He's one of the best power forwards in the game. He's a definitive step up from what you have. And isn't that the whole point of free agency? You want to step up from what you had. And to me, that's what this is all about. You know, it's a splash. It's not the biggest splash. But to be honest about it, for all the money that has been thrown around in free agency, and I'm talking about Mike Conley's contract and all the other deals, I don't care who it ends up being, Paul going to the Spurs, whatever. aside from Kevin Durant, who's that guy out there that's going to turn your franchise around instantly? Instantly. You already have a point guard. So if you're going to make the case for Conley, well, you know, sorry. Could you have signed Hassan Whiteside? Yeah, I get that. But Hassan made his decision fast and furious going back to the Heat. So, you know, you have to take these things with a little bit of a grain of salt and understand there's only so many impact players going around the NBA. I believe Al Horford's one of them. And again, the stats, they lie a little bit here. But I always look at the position Al has been placed in when he was in Atlanta. Every single year, the organization, we're going to get a big guy, we're going to get a big guy, we're going to get a center that can let Al move back out to his power forward position. Never happened. Now, does Boston have a dominant center? No, they don't. But they have centers. And they're going to play. And you know, that's the point. Al Horford can play his position. And, you know, Zeller will probably be back. You know, they'll make the money work. Kelly Olynyk, when he was healthy, but a legitimate 7-foot dude who can shoot some threes. Amir Johnson, same deal. You know, and they may not be done yet. There's still big guys out in the market. Not all of them, but there's still big guys out in the market. And maybe it'll play out. But, I mean, you look at the core of this basketball team, and they're good. You know, they're a good team. And they move up, at least by Vegas odds, into the fourth slot in the playoffs. Now, again, I'm not so sure about that. But I'll give you the, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. At least early on, you have one of the best coaches in basketball, in Brad Stevens. But, you know, Tyler Zeller, they made a qualifier to Jared Sullinger. And at 260, he can slide over and take the pounding. See, and to me, that's the thing. With Brad Stevens there, they're going to be able to do all kinds of stuff. As far as rotations, who's playing where. Horford will play some five, but he's not going to play it like he did in Atlanta where he was the primary five. He's going to be on the court as a power forward, and he's another piece to the puzzle. You know, whether the draft pick works out, we'll find out or not. But again, you know, you got Avery Bradley, a guy on the come, gets hurt. Turns your entire playoffs around. Who knows what would have happened if he was healthy? But a 15-point scorer. And Isaiah Thomas, you know, people get over it. He may be 5'9" and 185 pounds. He's a freaking star. 22 points and 6 assists, and he had to score. He was their scorer. Marcus Smart, well, you know, he can't shoot. But he can do everything else. And he's going to be your third guard in that rotation. And they're going to make it work. They lose Evan Turner. Okay, I get it. But Jay Crowder's still there, and he's a damn good player. They're going to make this rotation work. And for you Boston fans who are out there, and if you want to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY, do it. But I'm telling you, you're going to be happy with this basketball team. And you know, look, it again, you try to fit the puzzle together. Nothing is a guarantee. But here you have a veteran guy who wins, comes in, he's looking for a fresh start. He understands the tradition. He understands the whole aspect of Boston Celtic basketball. You know, you throw Jaylen Brown into the mix, You can spot his time. You need depth at the small forward position anyway. After losing Turner, he slots right in where Turner was. They're almost the exact same size physical specimen. You know, I mean, it's and he's coming in with an attitude. You know, don't forget, this is a guy that after the draft said, I'm ready to rip somebody's head off. Not figuratively. I mean, literally, but figuratively. You know, and then they're going to sort out the pieces, Boston is, as far as the draft. Will Zizek be there? Zizek. You know, they got six new people coming into that camp trying to make that team. Who's going to make it? Who isn't going to make it? But I got news for you. Having Al Horford on that roster is going to make a big difference in Boston. And they're going to give Cleveland a run for their money next year. See, you know, Joe and I talk about it, and it's you know, as it stands right now, this day, yada, yada, yada. And we were talking about Toronto, and we were talking about Indiana, and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Well, you know something? Boston gets Al Horford. Guess what? Why not Boston? The Knicks have made moves. Made another one yesterday, Brandon Jennings. Now they got it. Now they have insurance for if Derrick Rose goes down. You know, that we'll get into on Friday. I'm going to get a Knicks beat reporter, and we'll have some fun with that. A lot to talk about in the NBA, a lot to talk about in free agency, a lot to talk about with your favorite team and your favorite roster. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back. And this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone.
With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, maybe not, but we'll get over it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off, and hopefully enjoying himself. And the sun just broke out here in New York, so I know Joe was happy, as he's probably heading to the beach as we speak. But if you want to send him a tweet, at Joe Spano 56. Of course, mine is at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Again, we talk about some of the movement around the NBA, and there's stuff that has actually happened outside of Golden State and Oklahoma City and Al Horford going up to the Celtics, and some interesting deals, some not so interesting. Again, very quietly, the Mavs are trying to do some things, and I poked a little fun at Dallas and Mark Cuban and what they're trying to achieve there. And again, they fall into that category of teams that we like to talk about, in that they're on that perpetual treadmill. They're on the hamster wheel. They only get so good. And since the championship, and they decided to break the team up except for Dirk, getting the pieces to fit around Dirk before he rides off into the sunset have become difficult to acquire for Golden State. But, you know, now, And I get what they're trying to do, but I'm not exactly sure if it will work. The Mavericks, you know, they've signed Harrison Barnes to the 4-year deal. Obviously, Golden State's not going to match. They make the trade for Andrew Bogut, and they're going to have to be very careful as to how they use him. But now they have two guys with winning pedigrees who have rings, who walk into that locker room, can stand next to Dirk and say, yeah, we've won too. And they have to hope that a number of things happen. They have to hope that Andrew Bogut can stay on the court. They have to hope that Harrison Barnes can play up to a better level than he did during the playoffs and evolve as a player. And I think that's a big if. But we'll find it out. And hope that Dirk will have enough left in the tank to make a difference going forward for Dallas. And that's the aspect of it. I mean, you know, the mix and match is always interesting. And the Mavericks, they have a good environment. They have a great owner. They are a team that, you know, has options as far as players on the roster that are solid. But are these two guys coming in going to be a difference maker? I don't know. I don't know. And I guess that's the point. You know, Dirk got him a new deal. 2 years at 40. Again, the money is there. So that's cool. But 2 at 40 when he's going to be 40, we're going to have to see how that plays out. Last year, not bad. 18 points, 6.5 boards, 2 assists in 31 minutes a game. He's a beast. They got some depth in Seth Curry, not Steph Curry. You know. Darren Williams, re-ups. J.J. Barrera is there. Devin Harris is there. So they got depth at point guard. They get Bogut. You know, again, you look at the stats, 5.5, 7, 2.3 assists. He's one of the best passing centers in basketball ever. And a block and a half. So, you know, you got to see how it plays out. But where they need to step up is from Harrison Barnes. You know, let's not forget, Chandler Parsons, his stats dipped down to 13.7. Rebounding was around the same. Assists were around the same. But, you know, 1.5 a game on Chandler Parsons. Harrison Barnes averages less. He's getting literally the same exact money. Maybe a couple dimes here. But $94 million on 4 years out of the Mavs. For 11.7, 5 boards and 2 assists. So they have got to hope that he can become the guy. And that is exactly what Dallas is counting on. You know, I mean, look at it. And we talked about this with Kevin Durant. You're sitting there. Steph shoots the ball. Clay shoots the ball. Draymond Green gets garbage time, but Draymond Green is never afraid to step out and take a 3. And you throw Kevin Durant into the mix. Okay, all well and good. You take Kevin out of that mix, put in Harrison Barnes. Who was the odd man out? Harrison Barnes. And when they needed him to step up and take some threes in the playoffs, when the shots weren't falling for Curry, and Clay was getting tired from carrying the load, Harrison Barnes didn't step up. But when you're the fourth option on a basketball court, it is high expectations to expect to emerge as the 2 option on this basketball team. And that's what they're going to look for him to be. Don't kid yourself. Deron Williams, you know, at this point in his career, forget about it. J.J. Barrera, same thing. There's not anything there that's going to make anybody quake in their boots. So, Harrison Barnes, those numbers, what's a legit number here? I would say legitimately, they have to hope he can get his scoring average up to about 17.5 to 18 points a game to make that deal worthwhile. He's going to play defense. He's going to give you good rebounding for a small forward. He moves the ball around. But he's going to have to raise that scoring average up about 7 to 8 points per game to be legit. Dirk's going to have to continue to score. Can he continue to score at 18 points a game? You know, this is the big question on Dallas. Where's the offense going to come from? You know, Deron Williams, always loved the guy when he was playing with the Jazz. Then I got to see him up close and personal with the Nets. Not so much. And look, 14 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. That's not getting it done. That's not getting it done in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, look, you, where are the points coming from? It's just, that's how it is. Where are the points coming from? You look at what's out there, or what was out there on the free agent market when it came to point guards. Mike Conley at the top, obviously. Then Rajon Rondo, head case deluxe. He ends up in Chicago. I don't know what the hell they're doing in Chicago. That's going to be some funked up team in Chicago. I don't know what they're doing. Jimmy Butler, Rajon Rondo, and Robin Lopez. That's your big 3. Huh? Taj Gibson. All right. Maybe. And then Jeremy Lin signs for the money he signed. 3 for 36 with the Nets. Jeremy Lin has fallen off the map. So, you know, we're going to have to see how this plays out. They did get maybe a steal in the draft with A.J. Hammonds. He's a low post guy, 15 points, 8 boards. They throw him into the mix. They're going to have to. They're going to have to count on him given some time off for Andrew Bogut, because Andrew Bogut cannot be on the court for more than 25 minutes a game. If you do, he breaks down. It's just it's fact. It's how the guy is. So are you treading water with this Dallas team? I don't know. But again, I just find it curious that they just cannot get the right guys to take the money. Now, again, they're going on pedigree here, which I completely get. Harrison Barnes, Andrew Bogut, bring rings. All good. But we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, Rajon Rondo going to the Bulls. This team is so weird. It is just a strange team, man. I mean, so Rondo's your starting point guard. They'll end up getting rid of Jose Calderon. Jerry and Grant, your backup, as they expect him to learn on the fly. Jimmy Butler's your elite scorer, 21 points a game. Etuan Moore backs him up. Nothing much going on there. Taj Gibson's your power forward, unless it's Mirotic, unless it's Bobby Portis. They got a mishmash there at power forward, and I still like Bobby Portis's game. And then you got Mike Dunleavy, Doug McDermott, and Dougie Mack did play some good ball, Dunleavy. But again, where are the points coming from on this team? Robin Lopez is your leading scorer in the front court. Hello? Can you say lottery? Because that kind of looks like where they're heading. And maybe that's the game plan. I mean, I when you look at what happened with this basketball team, the evolution of Jimmy Butler and the dissolving of Derrick Rose, and they just felt as if they could not justify paying Derrick Rose anymore, which I get. Phil Jackson felt differently, but I get it. But then Noah goes out the door, and that happened on very hard terms. He couldn't sign with New York fast enough, and they weren't going to pay him either. So they're in redo mode. I mean, let's be honest about it. This Bull team that just 3 years ago was on the cusp of winning a championship is now dust. They're in the dustbin of history. They're on a rebuild. They're rebuilding on the fly. This is a team that they're going to try to get it done with two core guys. If you can call Rajon Rondo a core guy. And hope that it works out. I mean, they got Rajon on the short term, which is completely understandable. But honestly, there ain't much there. Is Mirotic going to be the guy that steps out and becomes a point guy for them? Is that where the scoring's going to come from? Are they going to hand the starting duty over to Doug McDermott and hope that he continues to evolve? I mean, he had a solid rookie year. He was healthy. You project his minutes from 23 up to 30, and he's up to about 13, 14 points a game. But he's going to have to be better than that. As we all know, Rajon isn't a scorer. So from that aspect of it, you look at the Chicago Bull franchise and you say to yourself, what the bleep is going on here? I understand turning the page. But, when you think about the premier free agents that were out there on the market, their name was never mentioned. Never. About any of these guys. Zip. Nada. Bupkis. Well, we'll continue with Les Bupkis on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Tech. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Doctor, I'd like to thank Dan Favalli for coming on board. Check out all his good stuff at Bleacher Report. I'll give you a little tease here with Summer League, which... you know, guys who don't get a whole lot of time during the regular season sometimes will go to Summer League to expand their games. A lot of second-year players, third-year players, guys that know they're going to have a hard time making a roster. But Justice Winslow, who was pretty good this year with Miami, but they're going to count on him for bigger and better things this year. They need to. Just played a game, just one game, but he played 29 minutes, scored 21 points. So that's pretty nice for them. Cameron Payne, who's going to be backing up Russell Westbrook or maybe replacing him, depending on if they move it for OKC. Two games, 20-point average so far, averaging 31 minutes. You know, a couple other guys you pay attention to. Mitch McGarry has been a disappointment in the league so far. 15.5 points in his two games, not so bad. Ben Simmons played and was okay. Got 10 points, I believe, but ended up cramping up, and they had to pull him out. But he put some moves on out there that just – they show you the glimpse of what this kid can be and may end up being going forward. And a player that I'm intrigued by, which, again, he may end up being a steal in this draft. We'll see. May end up being a bust as well. Georges Nang, Indiana drafted him. He's played two games. Averaging 11.5 points in the Summer League on 26 minutes. So, you know, you keep an eye on it. Hope springs eternal in the Summer League because they all like those big checks as well, and they'd like to have them in their bank account someday. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. I want to thank Senator Roberto for keeping it on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. Tomorrow we'll have the hump day edition of The Attack. Some surprises for you as well as we move forward in the week. Hope you had a terrific July 4th weekend. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.